here's a story from The World.
In northern Ghana, there are villages where women are hidden. Many are elderly, in their 70s. They're in these camps because they're accused of being witches, but their voices can now be heard on a new album called I've Forgotten Now Who I Used to Be. All but one of the women had never played music or written songs before. They were recorded by award-winning record producer Ian Brennan and his wife Marilena Umahosa Deli. Marilena herself has a personal connection to witch hunting, which we'll get into in a moment. But first, Marilena joins us from her home in Italy. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Marilena, how did these women, and they are primarily women, get to these camps?
Well, these women are poor. They're elderly. They have been kicked out of their land by younger relatives who are very attracted by their land. And that land is all they own. So these women are very vulnerable. You know, they suffer from physical or mental illnesses such as Alzheimer's, senility, misshapen limbs, blindness. And they are completely exploited. They are stripped of their dignity. They are turned into monsters. They are literally stripped of their own land.
So these women are accused of being witches. What does being a witch mean in West Africa?
Being a witch is being a person that can cause harm to your crop, that can cause sterility. Witches are accused of doing harm to families. And, you know, Westerners often think that witch hunting is some ancient African practice, when in fact it's a post-colonial phenomenon that was imported by Westerners and that finds its roots in the rise of capitalism and in the witch hunting that took place in Europe, in America, during the Puritan era.
What are the living conditions for these women?
Well, the living conditions are not good at all. We are talking about women, human beings who constantly fear for their lives, but also that suffer physically or mentally. In fact, one of the things that we believe in is that more than giving food or closing witch camps, people should raise an awareness about these problems, senility, Alzheimer's, blindness, all kinds of physical problems that affect this community.
Are the women kept in these so-called camps against their will, or is it also partly a sanctuary because this is where they can live after they've been forced out of their homes and away from their families?
Correct. For these women, camps oftentimes are places where they can find a shelter and where they can feel safe. You know, they oftentimes wander homeless until they can find a village that will accept them.
So you and your husband, record producer Ian Brennan, you invited these women to sing songs and record them. How did you approach them?
Every case was different, but in general, I can tell you one thing, that we have been working in Africa for the past 12 years, and to locate some of the unofficial villages required passage down bumpy dirt roads and then being sent to the wrong village or in the wrong direction on purpose. Once located, the next step involved being vetted through a maze of elusive middlemen, each providing vague suggestions, shrugs, and denials, until finally an audience with the chief was granted.
So you had to get permission from somebody else in order to speak to these women. So they didn't even have the freedom to say yes or no.
Correct. It's not an immediate communication, let's say. It takes a few steps.
What was the recording setup like?
It was all recorded outdoors, and the record is composed entirely of instant compositions, often using objects from the immediate environment for instrumentation, such as tin cans, teapots, corn husks, tree limbs, and a balloon left over from a political rally, to name a few.
What do you mean by instant compositions? They were just composed on the spot?
They were improvisation.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
The titles of many of the songs suggest pain and sadness. Titles like I Was Accused, Born Sick, and I Trusted My Family, But They Betrayed Me.
This song is a mantra. The women say words over and over again, like in this case, and they sound like prayers. They're just pure emotion.
As I mentioned earlier, you have a personal connection with witch hunting. What is that?
My own mother is a disabled widow, immigrant, a genocide survivor from Rwanda, and is the same age as most of these women. And we grew up poor, and it is impossible for me to look at these women's circumstance and not see my own mother and an inhumane fate, but for a matter of geography, could as well be hers. And a member of my own family was driven out of her village in Malawi as a child after she was accused of being a witch due to having a white father, a fate that could have been my own if our places of birth were simply swapped.
It's incredible. I think most Americans think of, you know, witch hunting and witch accusations as something that goes back hundreds of years, but there's been variations on it up to the present.
Absolutely. You know, in July 2020, a 90-year-old woman was lynched and 17 other women were slated for execution by the same witch hunter. So these women are risking every day their life. They risk to be tortured. They risk to be kicked out of their land. They're totally exploited. And it's a very current problem.
The album is I've Forgotten Now Who I Used to Be. It was recorded by Marlene Umuhosa-Deli and her husband Ian Brennan and features the voices of so-called witches in hidden villages in northern Ghana. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you. Come on, aye, aye, come on, aye, aye. Mapani, ikyamfuni, ntisansin tebolo, kajansin kulabolo, aye.
From PRX.